To all men and women of the American Armed Forces and your allies, we present now another performance from your radio theater, especially for you.
They say in the Navy that once a sailor gets on a destroyer, he never wants any other kind of beauty. He calls the ship a tin can, but he loves her like a sweetheart. You'll see why after you hear tonight's play, which combines the fast-moving drama of battle at sea with a little fast-moving romance on land. And here's the curtain for the first act of Destroyer, starring Edward G. Robinson as Steve Bolesovsky, with Dennis O'Keefe as Mickey, and Marguerite Chapman as Mary.
In a shipyard somewhere along the California coast, a new destroyer is being rushed to completion. To most of the workers who swarm over her, she's just a job to be done according to Navy specifications in the shortest possible time. But to one man, a boss welder named Steve Bolesovsky, she means much more. Steve is after perfection, stubbornly fighting for it from every man on his ship.
Now, Marty, watch out, will you? A rivet won't snug up in this cold.
Yeah, who told you that, Steve?
Well, all right, so you can flush a cold rivet, but not on this ship, Marty. She's got to be tight, Chip. She's got to be sweet.
Ah, go on. Go weld yourself a sheet.
Well, that's no way to talk, Marty. Guys are going to be fighting from these decks.
Look, maybe you don't think you know how to build a tight ship.
Well, sure, but this one is a John Paul Jones. You can't see the cold rivet. That one was bad, Marty. It ought to come out.
How do you like that guy?
Oh, what's the use? We'll chop her out and put in a nice hot one for Steve.
Well, that's it, Marty. Thanks.
I made such a fuss about it, Steve.
Did?
Now, look, Kansas, never call her a nit. When you've been working on them a little longer, you'll know the chips are like women, and you call them cheap.
Yeah, but why?
Well, because they curve in the right places where a coat of paint and squawk loud in an argument.
How can a guy run a temperature like that over a hunk of tin?
Well, she's a hunk of tin now, maybe. Steel, rivets, paint. She's ugly and cold and lifeless as a slab of marble. But one of these days, you'll wake up and find that when you put all these lifeless things together, they suddenly start to have a meaning and movement. And even beauty. Yeah, beauty.
The guy's weld working. Stop singing, Steve, and finish the job.
Yeah, and when she hits the water, it'll be just like a heart that starts beating. She'll get a name, and the crew will come swarming over a gangway like blood in the veins. She'll throb, she'll breathe. She'll be alive.
Yeah, stubborn, tricky, temperamental at times.
Like I said, a woman.
Yeah.
Sure, and then...
No, Duggan, you can't do that. You can't.
You mean I have been derelict in my duty,
oh,
sir?
Oh, cut the kidding, Duggan. Will you lay off with that hammer?
Why don't you go take a run and jump for yourself?
Well, I would if I couldn't do a job better than that.
Now, you know that plate needs trimming.
Come on, Steve. You're getting everybody's hair again. You think this ship was going to be different from the rest?
Well, she is.
Steel is steel. A ship's a ship.
Yeah, but this one... Well, I want her sweet. I want her to sing.
You ain't careful, you'll be singing yourself to sleep in a hospital.
It's a good thing I'm here. They'd have dropped a plate on your head long ago.
I don't care. She'll be going in the water soon, and I want her to be right.
We all do, Steve. Just leave us alone.
Go find that daughter of yours.
No. Let Mary alone. She's right in the middle of more gold braid than she's ever seen. She's having a wonderful time.
He sure did a good job with that bottle of champagne.
You know how come the Navy took her to Christmas Jones? Because her old man served on the old Jones in the last war.
Yeah, me.
Mary did a good job because for 2 weeks I've been teaching her how.
I might have known.
Hmm?
Oh, nothing. I was just thinking of it.
Steve!
What?
Commander. Steve, say, you look wonderful.
Well, you look pretty good yourself. Kansas Jackson, Commander Clark.
Yeah, glad to know you.
Mr. Jackson. Well, see, the old John Paul didn't look much like this one.
Oh.
Steve and I used to be shipmates, Mr. Jackson.
Hmm.
I served under him. He was my chief boatswain's mate.
Well, that's a long time ago.
You ran me ragged.
Well, I said I'd make an officer out of you.
He was a combination Simon McGree and old Mother Hen. He beat my brains out 1 minute and coddled me the next.
Yeah, that was my system, and apparently it worked. Look at you. 2.5 driver.
Yep, here I am.
How long are you going to be here, Commander?
I'm down here to get my ship.
Well, I hope she's a good one.
You should know. You built her.
The Jones?
Sure.
Well, what do you know? Kansas. He's going to be the old man on my ship.
Be sure you get a good crew for her, Commander.
Well, you know how it is. 80% of the men will be green. Well, look me up, Steve. Sure wish you were coming with us. Finest judge.
Yeah, glad to meet you. I'll see you tomorrow, Commander.
Gee, that ain't such a bad idea, that joining up business.
Yeah, did you hear what he said? Green man. Green man on the Jones. I don't like that, Kansas. No, I don't like that at all. Wonder if my uniform still fits me. Well, Mary, how do I look, huh?
You better take it off, Dad. I'm afraid it needs a little letting out in the back.
Oh, go on. It fits me fine. I bet you never figured your old man would be back in the Navy again, did you? Back aboard the Jones.
Dad, I haven't seen you so happy in years.
Now, listen to this.
Lay up! All hands on the fantail! Haul in the Liberty Party!
Solely as a pretzel.
That's right, will you? Will you, honey? I want to look for my bulletin card.
Oh, it's up in the chest, up in the attic.
Holler, that's the mailman, will you? If I don't get my order soon, the Jones will sail without me.
Personal livery, miss. Sign here, please.
Oh, Dad! Dad, it's here, from the Navy Department! Thanks.
Yes, ma'am.
Dad!
Yeah, I'm coming.
Where is it, Mary? Oh, prison delivery, huh? Well, about time. Now, this is it, Mary. My orders. No. No, I won't accept them. Naval training station. They can't do this to me.
Hey, Dad, do what?
Beat me. That's what they want to do. Put me on the beach, training a lot of boots.
But they're taking you back. That's what you wanted.
Well, I applied for duty aboard the Jones. Here, read it. Not considered fit for sea duty. Oh, we'll see about that.
Dad, where are you going?
To San Diego, it's Commander Clark, to the John Paul Jones.
All right, gentlemen, who's waiting?
Donahue, sir, and Bowler Slapsky.
Ask Bowler Slapsky to wait. Send him down.
Aye, aye, sir. Commander Clark will see you, sir.
Very well, thanks, son.
Well, not you, sir. Boston Donahue.
Thanks, son.
He'll see you in a little while, sir.
Boston State First Class Donahue, sir, reporting for duty. Commander Logan spoke to me about you, Donahue. He gave you a good mark.
I served under him on the Decatur, sir.
For the present, you will serve as chief boatswain.
Thank you, sir.
Oh, sir.
Any chance of having the job to keep? I've passed all my examinations.
I want a happy ship, Donahue. Do your stuff and you'll get it.
Aye, aye, sir.
Get a gun crew and damage control party in the trading. Start today. That's all, Donahue.
Aye, aye, sir. Thank you, sir.
Gee.
Hello, Commander.
Come on in. Sit down. Sit down. What are you doing here? And in uniform?
Reporting duty.
Oh, that's fine, Steve. What ship?
The John Paul Jones, sir.
This ship. The Jones?
Well, you said you'd like me on board, sir.
Well, Steve, I just signed on my team post.
Well, since they get him transferred, isn't it, sir? I couldn't let the Jones get away without me.
I'm afraid you'd have to.
Well, that sounds like you don't want to.
You know, it isn't that. Just, well, this is a different Navy, Steve, than it was in 1917. You can't take the risk.
Well, what risk, sir? What do you think I've been doing all these years? I've been building ships, sir. I built this ship, the Jones. I know every seam and rivet and bolt in her.
I know how you feel, but...
What kind of a crew are you going to have, sir? Green men.
You'll have a good crew.
Well, a good crew isn't enough, sir. He wants a great crew. Remember the gang on the old Jones, sir? Top, cocky.
We were from a great ship. We were proud.
Well, that part of the Navy hasn't changed, has it, sir?
No.
Well, then, how about letting me go to sea on that for a little while? Just to get the lady started in.
Steve, do you really think you've got what it takes?
Why, sure, sir.
All right, let me have your orders.
Well, I'm sorry, sir, but I haven't got any orders.
What?
Yes, but, sir, now that you want me, you could arrange for that very easily, couldn't you, sir?
Get out of here, Steve, as fast as you can. In 5 seconds, I'm going to change my mind.
Aye, aye.
And remember this, you're a gun crew now. I know we're on land, but this gun here is exactly like your station aboard ship. But you're not going to touch the guns on the Jones till you know how to handle them. All right, station. Range 4000.
Range 4000.
Channel 500.
Hold it.
Hey, go away, will you? This is gunnery drill.
Yeah? Well, you're in battle. The gun captain is killed. What do you do?
Nothing.
What do you mean, nothing?
I'm dead. I'm the gun captain. Now, will you beat it, please?
And who are you?
Donahue, acting chief boatswain.
You were acting chief boatswain. Come on, Junior, hand over the muscle-looking sport to the old man. I'm Bullet Lopsky, new leading chief.
Yeah, well, when did all this happen?
I said hand over the muscle-book.
You better know your stuff,
you
mister.
You better know yours, or I'll show you how fast that crow can fly off your arm.
Yeah, just watch your own. You're running a destroyer now.
Listen, you, I've wrung more salt water out of my sock than you've ever sailed on. Any more crack?
You know, you don't look like a destroyer man to me. You're a metal man. Silver in your hair, gold in your teeth, and lead in your feet.
Looks like I'll have to get rid of you, son. If I don't, you're going to be dreaming up things to hang.
Oh, no, not me, brother. Just give you enough rope, and you'll do a better job of it yourself.
First, I want you to meet Lieutenant Morton, Steve. He's our executive officer. Lieutenant Morton.
At ease, Chief.
Thank you, sir. Steve, I have to talk to you about the men. Can't push these kids around. They're smart and they're hard workers.
Well, they're not now, sir, but they will be.
What's this I hear about you canceling liberty?
I thought of that, sir, because we are ready to shove off.
I want you to rescind that order. There's dance tonight at the canteen. I'm going, and I want to see McCoo there, too.
Yes.
Now, about Donahue.
Yes, sir.
You just asked for a transfer.
Well, I recommend it, sir, for the good of the ship.
And I told him to stay put. He's a good man. Now, come on. He breaks down. Sometimes he can get a lot farther with a pat on the back.
That's right, sir, if it's low enough.
Okay. That's all.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Well, Morton, that's the new chief.
For my money, I'll take Donahue.
I want them both.
Well, then, sir, you'd better start thinking of some way to make them get along.
Not a bad idea. I think I know just what to do. Our problem, Mary. A chance for you to do us all a big favor.
I see.
Now, that's Donahue there, over in the corner.
You can leave the rest to me, Commander.
Here comes your father. I'm going. I don't want him to suspect anything.
Hi, Dad.
Working hard, honey?
You should hear the line these sailors have been handing me. Look, baby, tomorrow we may die. We sailors live from day to day.
Yeah, and when I go away, I make them back once. I make them back twice. But the third time... Now, you better be careful of that line, Mary. You know your ma fell for it once.
Oh, Daddy, excuse me. I promised this dance to one of the boys.
Well, sure, but it's getting late. Better be thinking about getting home.
Now, you know, when I saw you before talking to the old man, I said to myself, Mr. Donahue, that's his field.
Just like that.
Well, sure, I'm a destroyerman. Say, how about me taking home, huh?
I think we'd better read this.
Huh? It's absolutely forbidden for canteen hostesses to leave the premises with one of the guests. Oh. Well, let's just dance then, huh?
Yes.
Yeah. Oh. I followed you home.
So I see. You know it's against the rules for you to be here.
For what?
And dangerous, isn't it? Is your call?
Oh, what danger to me when tomorrow I die. Oh, I may come back once, maybe twice, but the third time...
All right. Come on in. I'll fix you a cup of coffee.
Say, it's awful bright in here, isn't it?
I don't want you to fall over the furniture. Like your coffee black?
And I'd like the room black and the coffee light. Tell you the truth, I think I could skip the Java.
No? How about some bacon and eggs?
No, no, maybe later. I can't pitch on a full stomach. You know, you're just about the smoothest piece of satin I've ever seen.
Thanks.
You're more than just good-looking. You're...
Don't you talk without using your
hands. What'll I do with them?
Put them in your pocket.
In the Navy, we don't have such.
Oh.
You know, I know you run into a lot of guys, and you hit some pretty smooth lines, too.
Oh,
me,
stop playing house. The answer is no.
Well, you'd think I was trying to kiss you or something.
Well, aren't you?
Yep.
Nicky... I've got something to tell you.
Oh, they always got something to tell you.
He's full of Slasky as my father.
Oh. Well, I'd better abandon ship.
Well, he isn't bad as all that.
With a world full of Smith, Callahans, and Ginsburgs, I had to pick a bowl of Slasky. Life is just a bowl of...
I want to talk to you about it.
So that's why I got the big come on tonight, huh?
Amanda Clark said he might have to transfer that. I want you to have him.
How?
The Jones cares about my father. It was just about break his heart.
Oh, now, look, I'm not saying he isn't the right guy. He's just a little too much on the corny side. Look, Mary, I was holding sleep for almost 30 minutes. Then your old man comes along and I'm out. Didn't we do this? Well, that'd be okay, sure. But the minute he opened his big gap, I knew he didn't know from nothing.
That's where I want you to help. The rest of the men mustn't find out. If you really got to know him, nothing, he'll be crazy about it.
Okay, okay. And you might tell him I'm not such a bad guy either.
You bet I will. Well, good night, Missy, and thanks.
What for?
You're following me home.
I ought to be disappointed.
What?
Well, no coffee, no bacon, no eggs, no nothing.
Well, next time, don't expect so much.
Yeah.
Good night.
Wait a minute. There must be a better way than this to say good night.
Good night.
Good, uh-oh.
What?
Look who's growing up. Hiya, Steve.
What goes on here?
Say, you got a nice girl there, Steve.
Now, it's against the rules to take out girls from the canteen. Now, get out of here.
Oh, Dad,
keep quiet and get in the house. You're the guy who's going to let me have enough rope to hang myself.
Now, look, Steve, all I remember is that I worked hard and I waited a long time to be ready to see. No crime to say goodnight to your daughter.
I told you it's against regulations for you to be here.
Well, after dark, I kind of make up my own regulations.
Put yourself on a report.
Well, you can't send me to the mat for this.
I can't, huh? You're going to the mat.
Okay, Steve. If I gotta go, it might as well be for something worthwhile. I'm sorry, Mary. I'm awful sorry.
Curtain falls on Act One of tonight's radio theater presentation. Before the Act Two curtain rises, the intermission spotlight falls on our intermission guest. He taps for attention, and we present the music of Andre Castellanets and his orchestra. Of a fighting ship, starring Edward G. Robinson as Steve, Dennis O'Keefe as Mickey, and Marguerite Chapman as Mary. Mary succeeded admirably in bringing together Mickey Donahue and her father, but Mickey's uppercut to Steve's chin was hardly the method she would have chosen. Mary, however, has persuaded Steve to drop his charges against Mickey, and Steve has almost forgotten his bitterness in the excitement of the day that followed. For at last, the John Paul Jones is ready to put to sea on her first trial run.
All right, man. I know it's been a tough week. You've been kicked around where you don't know whether you've been coming or going. But out there is your ship. Your new home. She's going to mean an awful lot to you. So respect her. Be proud of her. When you walk up that gangway, keep your head high. She's a John Paul Jones, and she's going to be the best tin can in the Navy. Good luck. See you from quarters.
Message, Chief. Commander Clark.
What is it?
We'd like to see you aboard.
Yes, sir. Said you wanted to see.
Yeah. Well, as long as I have to get rid of him, it's best to do it now before we shove off. Come in.
Good morning, sir.
Sit down, please.
I'll be on the bridge, sir.
Well, you've got a fine ship, Commander Clark. Now, since only yesterday I put you on the thing for Nessa. I knew you'd make an officer first. My father.
Thanks, Chief. There's something I have to talk to you about.
Yes, sir, I know.
You know.
I picked it up coming into your office.
Here it is, sir. The commissioner. Oh.
The captain always waits the first gentleman to sit in the commission. Here, sir.
Yes.
Yeah. Thank you, please. We'll show these kids how it's done, Commander.
Yes, we'll show them.
Anything else I can do, sir?
No. Nothing. Get out on deck. General quarters in 20 minutes.
Morning, sir. Report's ready for radio, sir.
Pretty lengthy report for one day at sea. No use in trying to hide it from Wartman's sick over.
Well, I guess that's what takedown cruises are for.
Yeah, let's see. 0815, steering gear failed due to overheating of electric motor. 0936, starboard port draft, lower number 1, fire room failed due to burnout bearing. 1020, port main condenser salted up to 10 grains.
Well, about the gyro compass, sir. Still acting up.
Put on the report.
Yes, sir. I've been seeing a lot of Volosovsky, sir.
I know. I tried to kick him off yesterday. I couldn't do it. I'll try to keep him out of trouble.
Yes, sir. Well, we're ready, sir, to start gunnery practice.
All right, Morton. Sound general alarm.
Condition 1.
Aye, aye.
Now keep the cross wires on. Take it easy and don't press.
Okay.
Check the automatic loader and be sure to find...
Now, wait a minute, sir. What about the fuse?
Well, what about it?
Well, we always used to set the fuse before we loaded.
Well, this ain't the last war. We set the fuse in the hoist, see?
Now, don't try to be telling me, Junior. This gun better be right.
Yes, sir?
Taking the necessary deck precautions?
What precautions, sir?
First aid kit, bucket, stand. Where are they?
Well, I'm sorry, sir.
Stand by after gun.
Stand by.
Report to me later, Bullet.
Yes, sir.
Load after gun.
Load.
Commence firing.
Fire!
Cease firing.
Cease firing.
Stand by any aircraft battery.
Stand by any aircraft battery.
Commence firing.
Commence firing. Now lead that target. Stay ahead of it.
No. Get your cross wires on that target.
Harley off, Steve, you hear?
Yes, I said get your cross wires on that target. Bring it up, will you?
Now, you're going to waste time in here.
You can't talk like that to me. I'm the leading team.
And I'm captain of this battery.
Secure anti-aircraft battery.
Secure anti-aircraft battery.
Well, Steve, you did a swell job. 100%. All missing.
Well, these men don't know their job.
Now you're really being stupid.
Say, how much do you figure this tin can weighs?
1,800 tons? Why?
Just thinking. It'd make a great contribution to the scrap drive.
You know what would have happened on the old Jones if you made a crack like that?
No. Tell us.
C.D. what?
There! Hey,
and on top of everything else, you slugged Donahue. Why can't you handle your men? Oh, I can take care of my men, all right, sir. They just don't know how to handle my ship.
My ship. Crew's sick and tired of hearing you say that. You don't know what it's all about anymore, Steve, and you haven't spent 5 minutes trying to learn. Men don't respect you, and they don't respect the ship. I want you to put in for a transfer.
Does I hit on you, sir?
I don't want to discuss it. I'm asking you to transfer.
I can't do that, sir.
There's nothing else I can do, Steve. Dan Morton put you on report. It means a court-martial. As soon as we reach port.
The finding of the general court-martial in the case of C. Volosovsky, C. Bosun's mate, United States Navy. guilty of incompetency and leadership. The sentence of this court is that the prisoner shall be reduced to the next inferior rating.
Donahue?
Aye, sir.
Take over the duties of the leading chief boatswain, please.
Aye, sir.
Stand your station, gentlemen. The court is adjourned. Thank you.
Dave, I'd rather take a beating than see this happen.
That's all right. You did what you had to do.
Thanks. Well, goodbye.
Goodbye? I don't have to leave the Jones, do I?
You don't want to serve under Donahue.
Oh, I'll serve under anyone.
Well, you say that's entirely up to Donahue.
May I speak with him, sir?
If you like. Donahue?
Yes, sir?
Come here, please. Hope it works out the way you want it to.
Thank you, sir. Yeah?
I don't want it, transfer. Captain says it's up to you. How about it?
Maybe the Senate's up for me.
Well, how come?
Well, if I say no, I'm a here.
Say yes, I...
Well, you're going to need help, Johnny. You can use me.
Yeah, I'll think it over.
Okay, come aboard in the morning.
Yes. That's Chief Donahue now.
Coming down the dock.
Hey, is that you, Mary?
Hello, Missy.
Come down here to the dock. It's after 11.
I wanted to see him, Missy.
Your old man know you're here?
No, I left him home. I told him I was going to Canteen. Can I talk to you about it?
Sure, why not? But someday you're going to surprise me. Talk about us.
Thank you. Sit down, Missy.
It'd make you happy if I said yes.
Very happy.
Okay, then be very happy. I'll help you.
Okay,
thank you. And say, you said you're supposed to be at the canteen.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, it doesn't close as well.
Mm-hmm.
That'd give us about 40 minutes. Like to dance, lady?
I'd love to.
Okay, baby.
Commander Walter S. Clark, USS John Paul Jones. Put to sea immediately following repair. Imperative to give us speed ratings without delay. Signed, Commandant 11th Naval District.
Casey?
Yeah?
How's it going down in the engine room?
Great. That's how it's going.
Your first cruise, Casey, huh?
What about it? I'm doing my job.
Sure you are, but it's not like a job on the beach.
You don't know it, Casey, but you're on, well, this is like a honeymoon. If this is our honeymoon, I hope we sight Reno soon.
Well, a ship is a woman. She's born, she grows up, she goes to school. She gets fancy clothes and starts looking the field over. The crew comes aboard.
Well, that's like a courtship. They get acquainted.
And, when she's commissioned, that's the marriage ceremony. And the sit-down cruise... Well, like I said, that's the honeymoon. From now on, it's got to be 50-50.
Now, you got to watch over her, Casey, and she'll watch over you.
If you ask me, they brought their mother-in-law on this honeymoon.
You?
I don't know whether you get paid to haunt this ship or if they just drew you in the blueprint.
Listen to this tub boy.
Well, what's wrong?
You got ears, haven't you?
Just listen. She's tearing herself apart.
The old man keeps asking for more turns, more turns.
Well, he's got them.
Ah, fever's shaken. He wants more turns.
To blow a topper.
Moving right along, Captain.
Yeah. 30 minutes more and we'll really know what the Joan can do.
Seems pretty noisy, sir.
My orders are to open her up wide and give her the work.
Wish we had more time.
So do I, but I do what I'm told. Yes?
Mine gas just blew, sir. Oil line's broken. She's on fire.
Get your men out. Do what you can, but take no chances. And Casey, hello? Hello? Sound alarm, Morton. Damage control and fire rescue party.
Aye, aye, sir.
All right, close that hatch and throw it down.
Well, Casey's still down there. I'm going after
him. Oh, don't be crazy. I'll have this asbestos suit on 3 minutes flat.
If you wait to get into that, Casey will score.
I'm going now. Fall off as fast as you can.
Please.
Well, how do you feel, Steve? Well, I guess I'll live, sir.
Casey?
You pull through, too. You saved his life, Steve.
The ship.
How's the Jonesy?
A little on the well done side, but we got the fire out. We're returning to base for repairs.
Now, I know what you're thinking.
All we do is squat sea and then have to put about some mechanical failures.
Now, but she's a good ship, sir. I know it.
Yeah, I'm afraid the Navy doesn't agree, Steve. I just got orders. Our shakedown's rated a failure. We're to serve in the Northwest Pacific as a mail and dispatch vessel.
Mail?
Yeah, one of the boys have applied for transfer. I can't blame him. Maybe now you'll want that transfer, too. They say the ship's just no good, Steve.
Well, if it's okay with you, sir, I'm staying with the Joe.
Well, come on in.
Take it easy. Where's your old man?
Oh, the coast is clear. He's at the hospital.
Hospital?
Oh, he's fine. Maybe doctor just wanted to give him a final checkup.
Oh. You know, we'll shove off again in a couple of days. That's kind of why I wanted to see you.
Oh?
Yeah. I was wondering what your attitude is regarding letter carriers.
Letter carriers?
Yeah, that's what our job is now, you know. Mail post.
Oh, yes. Dad told me. Well, the letter carriers, I think they're wonderful.
Well, you do, huh? And what's your attitude regarding marriage?
I consider it a very sensible practice to people in love.
But then you accept my proposal?
I didn't know you were proposing, Nessie.
Well, what do you think I was doing, practicing?
My name is Phil Boleslavsky.
Yeah, and it's just about time you changed it. Well, what's so funny?
I was going to think about Dad when we tell him.
You mean you'll have me? Oh, Mary, say, gee, I... Oh, hey, wait a minute. Does your old man have to know?
Nicky.
Yeah, I guess he does. But why?
Nicky, I love you, but I've lived with one stubborn mule all my life,
yeah,
and I...
Yeah, but wait, promise me one thing.
What?
Get married first and tell him after.
I got a better idea.
Oh, what's that?
Just fight it out on the way to the preacher. Come on.
And look, honey, when the time comes, you tell him, huh? After all, you know him better than I do. And besides, the old guy still packs a terrific wallop.
Fine. The burns are practically healed. What's that thing?
An x-ray picture, Steve. It's your lung. Steve, there's a shadow on it.
Shadow?
There's a lesion on your lung, Steve, from breathing in all that smoke and gas. It's healing, but sea duty is out. Out for good.
Well, you can't put me on the beach for a little thing like this.
I'm sorry, Steve. Here's my report. Take it to Captain Clark now. Collect your gear from the Jones and report back here for further treatment.
Yes, sir. Thank you, sir.
Hey, what's going on here? What are you guys packing up for? You shove off soon.
Well, we thought the Jones was in the Navy. Now we find out we're playing post office. So we're going to get ourselves another ship.
Now, wait a minute. If you're doing this because of me...
I don't. We're leaving this broken down jalopy because we joined the Navy to fight, not to lodge mail.
Well, what difference does that make? You've got a job to do.
And it ain't delivering postcards. If you had any sense, you'd transfer to. This is supposed to be a shooting war. We want to get on a fighting ship.
All right. Suppose you make the Jonesy one.
Oh, Jonesy. That's where I came in.
You boys ever take a good look at this?
A good look at what?
This picture here on the bulkhead.
Oh, where?
Well, that's the man they named the ship after. John Paul Jones. See what it says, Reggie. Go ahead, read it, wise guy.
Sure, I'll read it. It says, I have not yet begun to fight.
Yeah. Jones started something when he said that. That was during the battle between the old Bon Army Richard and the Therapy. In case you don't know who the guy is they named the ship after, he was the skipper of the old Bon Army Richard. And of all the broken down, sinking old tubs that ever carried a gun, she was the worst. They called her a 40-gun frigate. Well, Jones had another name for her, but he kept it to himself. He asked for a ship, and this is what he drew. So he gets himself a crew together. Start off on a shakedown cruise. Boy, what a nightmare. He creaked and he leaped. He refused to answer the helm, and to top it off, our guns wouldn't fire. When we put back in the port, the crew told Jones to take a ship and toss it back to the old ladies of France who gave it to him.
I don't know how he got them to stick together, but he did, and off they go looking for trouble. They ran smack into the 44-gun Serapi. There she is, the pride of the Royal Navy. And with her is the Lion, another 20 guns. And back of those guns were fighters. Don't let anybody tell you this one. Those liners could fight. And no sooner did they sight the old barn on your Richard, and they open up with everything they've got. But from then on, Jones did nothing but take it. An officer goes to the quarterdeck where Jones is fighting his ship, and he says, "We're through, sir. Our ship can't last 20 minutes. And that day, said Jones, put her alongside the Serapi. And when we go down, we'll take the Serapi with us." Well, by now, the Bonhomie Richard is ablaze from stem to stern, and the captain of the Serapi can't see our flight on account of the smoke. "Aboard the Bonhomie Richard," he calls. "You stuck your flag? Do you surrender?" What do you think Jones answers?
Go ahead, read it directly. Read what he said.
"I have not yet begun to fight."
Yeah. He wasn't lying. They grappled, and Jones led his men in one of the wildest knockdown and drag-out fights in history. It was the first American naval victory. And there on the deck of the captured Serapi, Jones and his men looked back to see their old Bonhomie Richard go down in flames. Some of them cheered her. Some of them sang Yankee Doodle. Others just turned away. But every one of them had tears in his eyes. You see, they didn't know that they loved him until after they fought for him. Now, that's the way it was in their nation. It had passed along over the years, and that's the way it was in mine. You felt toward the ship like you do toward a woman, and when you married her, you took her for better or for worse. You didn't leave her when the going got tough. Oh, never mind. What's the difference? Go ahead and find yourself a better ship.
Well, we can't get out till we get our transfer.
Yeah, maybe.
Well, I was just thinking.
Yeah, there ain't no rush. Let's hang around a while longer. What do you say, guys?
Now, wait a minute. The first jerk who leaves, I will personally beat his ears off. The trouble with you guys is you ain't got no morals.
Hmm. Hey, Steve, where you going? Oh, just up on deck for a minute.
Hey, you left an envelope on your bunk.
Oh, something from the Navy hospital, huh? Here. Thanks. Just my orders to report back to duty aboard the John Paul Jones.
That's the curtain. In the four act three of tonight's performance, Andre Castellanos and his orchestra return with another of your musical favorites. Third act of Destroyer, starring Edward G. Robinson, Dennis O'Keefe, and Marguerite Chapman. It's 2 weeks later. With all her available space packed with sacks of mail, the John Paul Jones pushes through the frigid waters of the Northwest Pacific, her destination, Dutch Harbor. Now, just before dusk, the retiring watch is in the mess room, drinking coffee and listening to the radio.
"According to a major dispatch from General MacArthur, in the Northern Pacific, a communique just received from the Navy Department announces that the Japanese are making desperate efforts to strengthen their position on Attu. The enemy force is moving in great numbers to attempt other landings for an eventual attack on the mainland."
Turn that thing off.
"And now for the world of..."
"Holy smoke, did you hear what he said? That's right where we're heading, ain't it?"
Yeah. Now, Jonesy has finally declared war.
How far off are we?
About 200 miles from Dutch Harbor.
Come on, Steve, we better get below.
What goes?
Damage control inspector.
Hey, what am I, anyway? I might as well be a passenger.
To all hands.
Hey, hold it, you guys. The old man.
To all hands. I know you'll be glad to hear we've just been instructed to proceed to a rendezvous with fighting units of the fleet to engage the Japanese task force. you're worried about the mail. We'll deliver it all right. There might be a slight delay. I want every man on this ship to... One moment. Supplementary command just came through. There's a change in the preceding orders. Our instructions are to put in at Sitka. That's all.
Sitka? Why don't they tell us in plain language that they're not good enough to fight? We'll probably be up in Sitka till the war is over.
Yeah, probably. Say, Steve.
Yeah? I got something on my mind.
So have I, plenty. Steve, I'm a sucker for asking you this, but I was wondering, do you mind if I marry your daughter?
What?
Well, it's a simple question, Steve. What's the answer?
You know what the answer is. It's no.
Yeah. Yeah, I figured that. All right, come on, let's get below.
Captain Clark, communications reporting, sir. Captain Clark, communications reporting, sir.
Send in communications.
Enemy aircraft, sir. Bearing 342. Distance about 75 miles. Approaching rapidly.
Stay on it. I want constant reports.
Aye, aye.
Mr. Morton.
Sir?
Sound general quarters.
Sound general quarters. Aye, aye, sir.
There they are. Six of them coming out of the crowd.
Time, Farmer.
Stand by.
Here they come.
Commence firing.
All right, keep on the cover. They're going to spray. Hey, I'd like to get killed around. Keep on those guns. That's it. We got one of them. Hold on, you guys. They're diving.
Damage control,
Polly.
Lay
four
down
the
hook, so
pour
down
the hook, so
burn the couple.
Take a look, Steve.
Aye, aye, sir.
All right, four down them, boys. They're turning now. Here we go again.
Hey,
over here.
I'd have been down sooner, but they chopped us up a bit on deck.
Now, what was the score?
Now we got four of them. What's it down here?
Well, that's where the bomb exploded. We're flooded bad.
We lose the top burners in the engine room, we're cold meat. So the speed we're making, we're sure to lose the top burners.
Got to maintain speed.
Lieutenant Morton?
Yeah? How you doing?
Oh, we're going too fast, sir, to control flooding. The plates just won't hold.
Got a reason for speed. There's a jet sub out there riding. The planes must have signaled our position.
Sub? But we'll tear the pieces under this much steam.
Sub will soon be within attacking range. If we slow down, we're gone. It'll be dark soon. If we keep going, we may be able to lose it.
Well, this is a ship, sir. You can't ask her for miracles.
Go ahead and get aft. Take a look at the bulkhead seams and report to the bridge.
Aye, aye.
Pretty fast below, Captain.
Water almost at the burner. How much are we losing?
18 degrees.
Captain Clark, sir.
Yes? All the after bulkheads are split seams, sir. Both fire rooms are gone. Main pumps are out. We've lost practically all steam.
Yeah, wait a minute.
I told you to stay below the bulkhead.
Well, the men are working on them, but it's no use. There's only one way to stop flooding, and I think Captain Clark will agree.
What?
Captain Clark, sir.
Hold it. Go ahead, communications.
New bearing on enemy sub. 225, range 5500.
Very well. All right, what's on your mind, Steve?
Well, there's one way to patch those bulkheads, sir, and that's with welding. I'd like your permission. I know the ship backwards, and we've got all the equipment.
You're not in a shipyard, Boleslavsky. You're aboard a destroyer.
On our way to the bottom.
He ain't going to the bottom.
Kilometer reads a 22-degree list, sir. Increasing rapidly.
Now, that's out of it. Stand aside that figure, Donahue.
Aye, sir.
Commander Clark, to all hands. To all hands. Set depth charges on safety. Take all wounded men on deck and prepare to abandon ship. Stand by.
Engines have stopped, sir. We're drifting.
You're not going to leave her, sir. I can make a water tide.
Steve, use your head. She's liable to capsize any minute. There are 250 men aboard. They've got to be saved to fight on another ship.
Yes, but I can save this ship for them to fight on, sir. Now that she's stopped, we won't have to worry about water pressure. I can patch up that ship.
But there's a sub out there within torpedo range.
Well, sure, but there's a good chance, sir. They won't waste a torpedo on us in the dark. They'll play it safe and wait till daylight.
And how do you expect to weld our plates in that time?
Oh, give me a chance, sir. I'll bet my life on it. Let me take just a few men. Send the rest of the crew over the side.
All right, Steve. Pick them and on the double.
You got your first man right here.
Me.
What?
Okay, Donahue.
Come on, get below and I'll round up the others.
Kansas?
Yeah?
Getting anywhere?
I'll be all stored up here in 10 minutes. Without that pressure, it's a six.
Good.
Men are in the lifeboat, Steve. Pulling away. Communication's staying with us. Says the sub's about 4,000 yards off, circling.
Well, that's a sure sign. They're waiting for daylight.
Kansas, how about that diesel generator?
All right, John, you got your lightning, sir. The juice, the well, get going.
Well, all right, just keep her turning over.
How long before you're ready, Steve?
Ready right now, sir.
How many hours should it take?
About 3, sir.
3 hours are no good, Steve. We're too far north. I've just checked. Daybreak's 1:36.
Excuse me, sir, but we've got to have time to get up steam after Steve's finished. Pick up the crew. They haven't drifted too far.
Well, how much time can I have?
About 2 hours and 15 minutes, Steve. It's up to you.
2 hours and 50.
Well, what am I waiting for? Okay, Donahue. Start the oxygen and keep those electrodes coming.
How's it look on deck, Kansas?
Still blacking it. Tojo's hot, sir.
What time you got, Donahue?
8 minutes after midnight.
Still taking the station. 3,000 yards.
While we're waiting, sir, we can reset the depth charges. 250 of our men somewhere nearby. We can't take a chance.
Just waiting around, sir. Think there's something we can do?
Sure. Start praying.
Steve's coming up, sir.
Hit me. Hit me another electrode. How is it, Steve?
Save your breath. What do you need it?
You're on your last 30 minutes, Steve.
Well, I'm doing the best I can.
Do you want a drink?
Shut up, will you? Let me get back to work.
How's it look?
Seems to be holding out, sir. Still working.
I'm afraid to look at my watch.
3 more minutes to go, sir.
Man, come here. Be ready to go above. We may have to call it quick.
We can do it.
Captain, look.
What is it?
Oh, the water line is dropping.
Maybe just the water running forward.
He's coming up. Get that electrode ready.
Steve.
Yeah?
It's too late, Steve. We're going over the side.
Now what time is it?
Almost 1:30.
Too late, huh? No, we've got 6 minutes to spare. You can get your steam up, sir. The job's finished.
Is it any good, sir? No sign of our lifeboat.
Good. Reset all depth charges.
Engine room to bridge, sir. Engine room to bridge.
Go ahead, Donahue.
Where's all clear, sir. Steam up. Everything wide open.
Keep it going. Steve.
Yes, sir?
Stay on the helm. We're wide open. Steady on the course.
Steady on the course. Aye, aye, sir. Periscope roll on starboard bow, sir.
Steve, right. Full rudder. Subs, pick up our engines. You won't serve us now.
Wake up, 1 point on starboard bow.
Bridge the engine room. All engines ahead, 1/2.
All engines ahead, 1/2, sir.
He'll miss by 50 yards, sir.
Meet that sub, Steve. Follow down that torpedo wake.
Aye, aye, sir.
Kansas, stand by depth charges.
Stand by depth charges.
Right full rudder, Steve. Hard right.
Right full rudder, sir.
Start dropping them, Kansas.
Release depth charges.
Engine room. All engines ahead full. All engines ahead full. Think you'll hold together for a few more minutes, Steve?
He'll hold, sir. He's a great ship.
Depth charges don't get the sub. You may have to surface.
Yes, but we don't have a crew to man our guns, sir.
That's why we're going to ram her.
Ram her?
Holy smoke! Look, Tojo, get ahead, sir! Steve, swing her over. We'll run right into her.
The rookie's got a lot to learn yet. There she is, Steve. Aim just after the conning tower. Ready now. She's going to fire.
Okay, here goes.
Hey,
boys wanted to do something for you. All 250 of them. They agree that this is the only fitting remembrance we can give you. Your stripes as Keith Bolson's mate, and this.
The commission, Colonel?
Yes. And with it goes our thanks for giving us the John Paul Jones. What do you say, man?
Thanks. I'm leaving the Jones. Only one thing I'd like you to do for me. When you walk down the street, the crowd swagger because you're from the best tin can in the fleet. And, well, I guess I can't say anymore. Captain Clark, request permission to leave ship.
Permission granted. Good luck.
Hey, Steve, wait a minute. I'll walk down with you.
Oh, sure.
Somebody waiting for us on the dock, see? Mary.
Yes.
Hiya, honey.
Yes, darling.
Hey, what goes on here?
Oh, Jack, meet my husband.
Huh? Now, look here, Donnie. Well, I told you no.
Yeah, but that was when you were saying no to everything.
And Mary, I thought you had better sense. Marrying a Navy man.
Oh, now, just a minute.
Now, what have you got to look forward to? In and out of port, a lifetime of hellos and goodbyes. You sit home and wait. Besides, you married a bigamist. You know that, don't you?
A what?
Sure. Every married sailor has two wives.
Yeah, one is a ship and the other is a girl. Now, you take good care of her for me, son. The Jones.
Yeah. You take good care of her for me, Pop. The Mary Boleslavsky Donahue.
What a name. Now, look, Mary, why couldn't you have married a nice, sensible fellow like,
like Mom did?
Hmm?
Come on, Pop. Swagger.
And so the curtain falls on another performance from your radio theater, produced for the pleasure of all the men and women in the armed forces of the United Nations. And we hope you liked it. Until next week, this is Cecil B. DeMille saying good night to you from Hollywood.
Radio Service.